Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.
Hey guys, in this video, I want to share with you how to hire amazing media buyers for your business. So that you can detach yourself from ads, right? This specifically applies to people who already have some momentum. Maybe your business at like $100,000 per month or more, and you just want to detach yourself from the business, but you're managing all of the ads. And I know some people that basically grew their business to like $600,000-$800,000 per month in sales, and they're still managing all of their ads by themselves, which is awesome, right? I mean, if you can maintain that for a long time, but if you would even like leverage that time that you spend managing your ads and you would dedicate it to, for example, finding more products, right? Just, okay, let's say you have like 2 stores, 3 stores, and you're successful. What if you had like 5 stores or 10 stores, right? You could do like millions of dollars per month. In this video, I want to share with you how to find those media buyers, what kind of like qualities to look for so that you can hire amazing people that will eventually like replace you, and you can do some higher value tasks in your business and you can grow your business faster. So one of the things that we have realized when hiring, you know, media buyers is that generally you want to hire smart people, right? And by smart, I mean people that can make critical decisions, right? People that can, for example, right? If you want to build like a probably like 6-7 figure business, you can train like your VA. I mean, there are people that are emphasizing, okay, so you have to like make a process, like SOP, like out of everything you do in your business, which is awesome, which you should do. But people underestimate the quality of people, right? The quality of people. And quality of people can be very, very different, right? For example, some people, they can make decisions critically. They can make decisions fast. For example, you give them some tasks and they figure it out, right? And some people simply have to explain like every step of the way. It might to do with mentality. For example, we, in our company, we try to work like a lot with Philippines, with people from Philippines. And there are some amazing people in Philippines, but we had our challenges because we had a very hard time getting those people to make decisions, right? Because they would always do what we tell them to do. But then when it comes to kind of like doing something extra, we'd have like very hard time getting them to do it. And then what it makes pretty much is like you grow like the army of people that are not functional by themselves, right? So they always need to be told what to do. And that becomes tricky, right? As you scale. A lot of people even that I know, they grew like big teams, right? And I know a lot of entrepreneurs that grew their businesses to, for example, like 7 figures per month, but then those businesses collapsed because the people like just couldn't sustain, you know, people just couldn't sustain. And it's good when things go well, right, in the business, but when things go wrong, and I mean, they always do, right, then you need to have people that can make like critical decisions. Now, part of that is your job as a leader, like to empower people to make decisions, empower people, let them do mistakes, you know? And I mean, I've had some challenges with that. I think every entrepreneur had, because we are oftentimes control freaks, you know? We want to control every aspect of our business. If something is not done exactly the way we want it to be done, we might be pissed, you know, as entrepreneurs, as control freaks. So there's part of the nature of entrepreneurs that kind of like makes that increase, that dependency. But at the same time, it's also the quality of people, right? So, and the way you can recognize quality of people, the way you can kind of like, that's so first, if you hire the media buyers, you have to look for T, personality, right? So there's the personality types, there's like 16 personality types, and F, is so there's a third letter in it. It's either F or T, if I remember correctly. So if you're looking for media buyer, you want to look for T, right? You give them the task. If they're T, That's awesome. That's a good prerequisite. So it means they're more analytical than they're emotional, right? So they can look at the data and they can say, okay, so this works, this doesn't. Instead of like F, right? These are like more emotional people. So they'll look at the data. Oh, I really like this ad, you know? Oh, maybe I should give it like more because I like this ad so much, you know? And oh, I mean, look, visually it looks so good. And so people who would look more on the like emotional side than the numbers. You definitely need number side because numbers tell you everything. Numbers tell you whether ads work. Numbers tell you whether targeting works. Number tell you when, whether the funnel works. Numbers pretty much tell you the whole story. So that's one thing that you just kind of like start and pre-filter people before you hire them, making sure you're looking for that like T personality. In terms of IQ level, you can test people for IQ level. We don't test people for IQ level, but you know, you over time you kind of like will notice that some of the people on your team like are a lot smarter than other people, right? So probably that just comes over time. Or you can give people IQ test. Hey, fill out this IQ test and share the results with me. Obviously, you want to look for like 130, 150. You're looking for bright people, right? And so specifically Amazon, if you read the book about Amazon, when they were like just like very small startup, like in a small like, you know, facility in Seattle, they would only hire smart people, right? They would only hire the intelligent people. And that tells you a lot about the culture, right? From the start. If there would be like a person who is not like very like smart or bright, they wouldn't even hire. So they had extremely high hiring standards from the start. So now you see, okay, that kind of like makes sense, right? For the company that grew like so fast, right? And used like information technology, like to the degree that Amazon used, that makes a lot of sense. So that's another thing, like just look for the intelligence. Now, the way kind of like to pre-qualify that part, like from the practical standpoint, would be to look for people who have been like obviously studying well, right? For example, when I lived in Poland, I had a full-time job, and one of my full-time jobs was a job in a software company. And in that software company, I remember they had so many engineers, like very smart guys and girls. And those engineers, I would talk to many of them and like get to know them better. And those engineers have been recruited from the Poland. So they just graduate university, and there's like different like Olympiads, right? Like, so when people are competing on different like scientific subjects and like math, for example, or chemistry, like those type of things. And so those people would compete on a very like high level. So they would be like winning those tournaments and stuff. So then Google from United States, you know, Google office from like United States would recruit them, right? So they would get them to fly to United States and just, you know, pass through the internship and just see how well those people are doing. And then they would offer them the job in, let's say, Silicon Valley, right? Like young people, like 20 plus out of, let's say, Poland, they would offer them like $200,000 a year salaries living in the United States. So those people would be so good. And that just tells you a lot, right? About, again, the culture in Google, the same, right? Like very bright people, only the best, right? So they would have many candidates for the same position. They would only hire the best, and they would look for those people worldwide. They would look like Ukraine, Russia, like all of the countries. They would look for those smart people. Now, imagine, and this is where people misunderstand, because they think that you can teach like Filipinos or I mean, I'm not saying Filipino, I have nothing against Filipino like people. I mean, there are some amazing people, but they think that if you can train the people that you pay, let's say $500,000 per month for that person to employ them, and if you want to expect from them like the same performance that you would expect from like someone who is, let's say, highly educated and just like on a different like intellectual level. Like the small team of like smart, sharp people would destroy like company of like hundreds of virtual assistants or people of that particular level. Now, it's not to say those people cannot do their job. They can do it, and oftentimes they do very well. It just, at least on a team leader level in your company, you need some very sharp people. Right. So, I mean, some positions, I mean, they don't have to be very sophisticated, like customer support. I mean, customer support is still important, like emotional intelligence, you know, is important for that position. But let's say if you want to hire the chief operating officer, you want to hire the chief media buyer, you want to hire the chief marketing officer, those people need to be sharp. Right. And again, there is a limit to what level your company can grow with a certain level of talent. So if your people are, okay, so you streamline everything in your business, every process, every SOP is laid out, everything is just like so like streamlined and so process oriented, so that's good. And then you give it to people who maybe might not be very qualified, but you compensate for it with your process, right? So there should be some edge in the business, and it's either the talent, so that sometimes you have a talent, and the talent just like, you don't tell them what to do. They just kind of like figure it out. They create their own process and they follow it and they get results. Or you might like over systematize everything and expect that to do the job. So both can work to a certain degree, but at some level you will see the limitations of the team, right, that you're having. And those limitations will oftentimes be related to the intellectual power of that team. And again, this is not like some beginner topics. This is like intermediate advanced topics. So if you want to build like rockstar team, like this is where you want to look for. You want to look for like smart, sharp people. Maybe people even like without like specific like background. Maybe like, let's say you want to hire a media buyer. Person doesn't know what Facebook ads is, right? Like some of our best media buyers, I mean, they didn't know, like they didn't know that what Facebook ads was, and like we trained them and now they're like just amazing. They're like top 1% in the world. And so that just tells you like what's possible if you work with right people. And if you work with wrong people, right, then a lot of that like decision making, a lot of that like extra training, a lot of that like extra feedback, a lot of those like extra decisions you would have to make. So you pay them less and you think you're saving money. You're not saving money. Like you pay for that with your own time, right? Or other team members, they pay with their time. So there is like this balance. So if you feel your business plateaued or like on a certain level, it's been growing, then it might be the limitations of the team, right? If let's say on the logistical side, on the infrastructural side, so you have system of ad accounts, pages, business managers, all of those things that would help you to scale to, let's say, 7 figures or more per month. So let's say everything is good on that side, merchant accounts, I mean, all of those things sorted out so you don't have issues with cash flow. So let's say you have all of those, then you're trying to scale and pretty much it looks to yourself that, I mean, we have all of the resources, like why we're not scaling? It's because of the intellectual power of your team, right? By the way, if you have issues with any of those like infrastructural things or even with hiring like processes and all of those things, you just book a call with one of our team members. There should be a link below in the comments, in the description, and we'll see how we can help you. This is only for like 6-7 figure entrepreneurs who wanna take their business to the next level. But this is, guys, for you to just consider the power of like intellectual capacity, right? Because a lot of people don't even think, you know, they think that all people are created equal. And unfortunately, that's not the case. If that was the case, then Google wouldn't be in Silicon Valley. Like, why would Google be in Silicon Valley? I mean, they would just like, they would be somewhere like in, I don't know, in Bali, right? Because Bali has like, you know, everyone goes to Bali, like young entrepreneurs, they go to Bali and then they realize, I mean, smart entrepreneurs like realize that they cannot hire, I mean, there are people, but like you need access to the talent, right? That's why the talent concentrates in the best spots in the world, like New York, London, Berlin, you know, all of those cities where like all of the top companies are. So the top companies fighting for the talent. Now again, you can get to like 8-figure level without having like top talent. right? It is possible, right? You don't have to have like hyper sophisticated engineers to get to 8-figure level. And let's say if you're running like simple e-commerce or dropshipping business, that business is relatively simple. But if you want to do bigger numbers, if you want to go beyond that, then just look at the limitations of your team, look at the intellectual capacity of your team, because that might be your bottleneck. Guys, let me know what you think in the comments, because I think that's an interesting topic for specifically for entrepreneurs who are like more advanced. Again, the one I want to just like push it even harder to the next level. So let me know what you think in the comments. Want to hear your thoughts on that as well. And we'll just take it from there. Like this video, subscribe to my channel, and I'll see you guys in the next one.
Welcome to E-commerce Scaling Secrets podcast. So on this podcast, we interview the best minds in online advertising and in e-commerce. And I share my personal experience spending over $40 million on paid advertising annually for our clients and their own business. So welcome to this podcast, guys.